This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Yvette Guignot speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 Review Leadership Call, number 36, February 4th, 2019, at 1830 UTC. Attending today's call, we have Eric, Russ, Lorene, and Denise. And from ICANN.org, we have Jennifer and myself, Yvette, and we have no apologies for today. We're reminding you today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking. And now either Jennifer or Russ, I will turn the call back over to you.
Okay, so the... The first thing on the agenda is the blog. Jennifer sent out a proposed straw man for the text. I edited it. I don't know if anyone else had a chance to look at it. Did you guys have a chance?
Hey, this is Denise. Sorry, I've been on work travel all week. I will take a look at it, though, this morning and get back with any adjusted edits for you to consider. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to get that posted quickly. Go ahead, Lauren.
So, yeah, this is Lauren. Just saying exactly the same thing. Just arrived at home yesterday night.
Okay, so if you guys could take a look at that today, and we can get it out soon. And Eric said in the chat, looks good to him. Okay, the questions for the DNS SSR. I was kind of underwhelmed with what happened on Thursday, but I suppose after getting several days of focus from people, it's not surprising they had to turn some attention to their day job. But I really hope that we can get them out really early this week. I haven't seen much discussion on the mail list, so I assume that means there's something going on in the Google Doc. Eric, are you able to, as kind of the lead for that work stream, are you comfortable with this happening or not?
Do you want me to answer before Lauren? Okay, sorry, I just saw Lauren. Yeah, no, I think my two cents was that the way I read the discussion and the output from the questions in the group was that a lot of the work, I think, seemed like people didn't need to ask questions in order to move forward. So that was just my two cents. So I guess we were waiting to see if other people sort of or the same people sort of thought of other questions, right? And maybe the way to read it is they didn't. Is that kind of what you're asking me?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I'm interpreting it, too, because we said that close of business tomorrow, we would send the question. Lauren, you had a hand, and now it's gone.
Yeah, so this is one. I think what happened there is at least I went through the document, and a lot of the some of the questions essentially are more like, okay, we have to look at some white papers, some protocol specifications, that type of stuff, or consult experts maybe, but they're not specific questions for ICANN.org, at least not in my eyes. Okay.
I think part of this is also just to kind of add on to what Lauren's saying, is that I think there is a sense of like, we would like to wrap it up just collectively as a team, right? So I think a lot of this is sort of, you know, we'll sort of use our expertise and our background instead of asking for, you know, full transparency kind of stuff. So that could be part of it.
Okay. So Jennifer, whatever's in the doc at the end of tomorrow, I say we package it up and send it off. So I guess for you, that'd be first thing when you come in Wednesday morning. Okay. In terms of the May face-to-face, which is the next agenda item, I think we picked the dates. We were leaning towards either Jamaica or Europe, and I think the next step is for ICANN to tell us where they can accommodate us.
So this is Lauren. I think we had a chat about the what I understood is that Brussels would likely be the easiest for ICANN org to put us somewhere, but maybe Jennifer can say more about that.
Jennifer, if you're talking, you're muted. Okay. Welcome back, Jennifer. Maybe we can hear you this time. No, we cannot hear you.
Can you all hear me now?
I hear you, yes.
Okay. So I'm using the microphone on my computer. So we asked the meetings team to put together a quote for the dates, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, which are confirmed, for a quote for the Brussels office. We don't have any other quotes out at the moment. We asked review team members, if you recall, to share with us any preferences that they had for a meeting location in Europe. We didn't get anything back. So my question is, do you want us to send another, like a reminder for people to do that, or could you all provide a couple of preferred locations to which we can ask the meetings team to provide us quotes for? Because as you know, the only ICANN office that we have in Europe is in Brussels. So you're welcome to have a meeting somewhere else. We just need to narrow it down to a couple of other locations that we can ask the meetings team to provide quotes for.
Okay. Yes, would you please ask the whole group to I'm sure that they were just focused on travel.
Okay, we can do that.
There were a lot of people who were interested in Jamaica, and I don't know. I'm sure that was a nod to Carrie Ann, but at the same time, I do think there was interest.
Oh, I thought people were joking.
Oh, I thought people were joking.
So this is one. Apparently, Jamaica doesn't require visas. That is, I think, why this was published.
I'm sorry. Not that I meant. I meant I thought people were joking because it's such a lovely place to go. Not that, but that makes sense if there's no visas.
So Jennifer, add that to the list, and we'll see what it whether it's affordable. Okay, what should we do on Thursday? I'm pretty sure we won't have any answers back yet from ICANN.org since the first batch of them only went Friday and some will go later. I know I've started doing some of my writing and sent it off to the other people who are on, you know, have their initials on that work. But some of it can't be done until the answers come in. What do people think?
So this is Lauren. I have been looking at the kind of summary for the SSR 1 recommendation document, including a table of, you know, if it's relevant, if it's implemented, is further work needed. And I will have another look over that, but we should be able to discuss that on Thursday and get a closure on that thing for me.
I don't think we need to talk about it again because all we've done is pulled the recommendations out and put them in the rec stock that I sent the link to the list. The rest of the text is the same, right? You're just talking about adding a table to the front that summarizes it.
So if you look at the SSR 1 recommendations document, which
Okay.
On page 4, there is the summary, which is like a really quick overview. But we had a few points that we said are generally important, the lack of indicators, measurements, goalposts, publicly available evidence lacking, and so on, that we said during the meeting should kind of be mentioned there. So that's why I'm in there, and that's why I, or why we might want to kind of at least send this to the team and see what it's happening.
Okay, so I completely agree with that, but I would send it out saying implemented the stuff that we talked about at the face-to-face. Would you take a quick look and see if what you had in mind was done, kind of a message?
Yes.
As opposed
so
to calling for
send
another review,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so my idea was sending it out like tomorrow night and kind of just have it and say, yes, this has gone out. That's it. Nothing wrong.
Okay. That works. Would you take the action to send that note?
Yes.
Okay, so what do we spend the time Thursday talking about? Because I suspect we will have very little new text on DNS SSR at this point, or the future section where we had a few questions, but not many questions. So some of the writing could begin, but like I said, I have done a little bit of writing, but I sent it to the people who also had their initials on the same rows to review, because I thought that the other people who signed up for it should see it before the whole group.
This is Lauren. I'm also struggling to see anything else that we would discuss, frankly, because questions will go out tomorrow, and there definitely won't be anything there.
Right. So I'm wondering if we respect everybody's time and just cancel this Thursday. Say we're waiting for questions to come back. Please begin your writing that doesn't have any questions. Take advantage of the hour.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Yeah,
all right,
sounds
so
good.
I will take the action to send the note to the team, and I'm sure that staff will do the calendar cancellation thing.
We will do that. Thanks, Russ.
Okay. Then I don't have anything else. Is there any other business?
Yeah, this is Denise. Just to, and we don't need to discuss it now, but I, and I think I raised this with a couple of you at, when we were in LA. I'm concerned about the lack of substantive support, professional support for the team. It's quite unusual in my experience for volunteer review teams, or really any community teams, not to have at least one substantive ICANN staff person engaged and working with the team. And, you know, I think the long list of questions that we have, many of those, or at least some of those, would have been answered by a staff engaged in SSR that, you know, knows where things are on the wiki, knows the status of many of the activities. We could have, I think, optimized our time better as a team if we had had that resource. And it's a common resource to provide for this type of review. So I want to share that with you. I think it's something that we should raise with ICANN.org. Obviously, because of the suspension, we've been working much longer than we anticipated, and we have a huge amount of work ahead of us as well. So I think it's pretty important that we address this sooner and make sure collectively as a leadership team we're thinking about the resources we need to execute on the work plan we've laid out for us. And I'm concerned that we're not quite where we should be in terms of sort of resources and support. Thanks.
Well, you obviously have a lot more experience with review teams than I do. But I will take the action to reach out to Nagar and have a conversation about that.
So this is Lauren's question from me. Was this Steve Contis' role? Because he was available and joined our calls fairly regularly, also attended in person in Washington. But since, like, I don't know exactly when, I would say like November, December, he has not been joining anymore. So I'm just wondering if something happened there internally. And the second thing, probably this is not the right time to discuss this right away, as Denise already mentioned, but I think we have to think about as a team, what is it that we want, or what is it that we need? Do we need a researchy person? Do we need a person helping us with substantial writing tasks? Or what is it that we're looking for? And I think maybe we should think about that, maybe communicate via email on our ideas, and then go to ICANN.org.
Yeah, I think those are good questions, and that sounds like a useful way to discuss them among ourselves. Yeah, my understanding was that Steve previously was our substantive staff person for the team, and I'm not sure if his you know, workload changed or he had other obligations that is preventing him. You know, staff is very busy. That's preventing him from serving in that role. And if that's the case, you know, David Conrad should appoint someone else. Thanks.
Okay.
It's Jennifer, if I may speak to some of the points that were raised. So I've made a note about this conversation, and obviously I'll share that with Nagar. I just wanted to say that I think Lauren's point is a good one, and I think that if you all could sort of have a discussion about what kind of support that you all need and what form that will take, obviously we can provide that for you. In terms of Steve's role, he is actually just on leave at the moment. He's taken a couple of months off just for some family issues, and so he should be back. And in the meantime, you know, we have support from David Conrad's team. Obviously, they are not attending the meetings in the way that Steve was every week. However, you know, we're keeping them informed with the discussions that Steve would normally have. And then also they've, you know, they're happy to answer questions and jump into conversations and have spent some time with you all as needed. So I just wanted to clarify that Steve's role, it's not that it doesn't exist anymore. It's that he's just taken some time off, and there's other support from the Octo team that are a bit more in the background than perhaps what you're used to.
Okay, Jennifer, if we could find a time for Nagar and I to talk, that would be a good thing.
And thanks, Jennifer, for that clarification. But to put a finer point on it, not having a knowledgeable SSR staff person in the room when all the volunteer team members get together for three solid days of work, really hampers the team. So having vaguely someone else in Octo in the background or available to potentially respond to something that's emailed is really completely different than having someone with a seat at the table that is committed to a successful review and is engaged with the team in real time. I think that, if nothing else, hurts our sort of timetable of work. Thanks.
Okay, is there any other business? Jennifer, I see your hand. Is that from Jitsi?
No, I actually do have another piece of AOB. So on the call on Thursday, the team discussed the work plan, and I know that there were a couple of edits, some which we made real time, but I believe, Denise, you had some comments that you wanted to make some edits to the work plan. So my question is, Julie, do you still want to take some time to do that? Because I think that the review team should post the updated work plan this week.
Yeah, this is Denise. I sent around a note on Thursday, I believe, just to make sure that the entries were updated. Did you receive that?
I don't believe so. Did you send it to the list?
Yes, I did.
No, I don't think there was anything that came through last week from you.
Okay. I'll send it directly to this group and you, Jennifer. I'll forward it.
I don't find it in my email either.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Outlook on travel is not my friend.
Okay. Well,
I've
okay. Good, thank you. All right, so let's get that finished as well and get that sent out. It's got to be done before the blog's done anyway, because it talks about it. All right, then I guess we're done.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.